About 3.5 weeks ago, I was lifting up something and twisted something, and I felt a really bad pain in my back. And I left it at that. I ignore pain, so I just kept on doing what I thought I could do. And then the next day, even with the pain, I pulled up my big backpack and it had 2 laptops, and it was probably weighed about 35 or 40 pounds. And I did like I used to do, and I just slung it over my back, and something happened, and it just kept on going and twisted, and I felt a very sharp pain in my lower right back, and I actually dropped to my knee, and I felt like something, you know, snapped. And it was a Tuesday night, and I came, and I still taught Bible study, but the very next morning when I woke up, I could not barely move. The pain was so tremendous. And you know, this was very frustrating to me because that's not what I'm used to. I don't even like asking anybody for help, for moving stuff. You can ask my children. I would move all kinds of stuff, and I like to make them wonder, how did he do that by himself? That's pride. Sometimes God has to take you down a notch. And I hate asking for help, so God maybe was giving me 2 lessons of this. I needed help. Amen. And so this continued during the week, and it just was so painful. I had not experienced anything like this, and I did go to the doctor, and she just said, well, you know, what it is that your muscle right here is pinching your sciatic nerve, and that's what it is. And there's nothing to be done about it. So, you know, I was just in pain, and that weekend we were supposed to go down for my granddaughter's birthday in Indianapolis. And the very morning, I really didn't even know if I could actually even get out of the bed. I found that if I got a billiard ball, and I found if I put it in a certain spot, for some reason it seemed to relieve the pain. So I said, well, you know what, I'm going to take the billiard ball with me. We're going to get in the car, and we're just going to drive down to Indianapolis. And the amazing thing, God did a miracle, because I thought I wasn't going to be able to make it in the car, but actually when I got in the car, I said to my wife, well, let me try driving the first half just to Chicago, and then you can take over. But, you know, I was in pain, but I drove, and we stopped at the Oasis, and we had something to eat, got back in, and I said, you know what, well, we're not really through Chicago, so let me keep driving till the other side of Chicago. You know how men are, they don't want to. She kept on saying, let me drive, I can drive. I said, well, you know, it's not hurting me right now. And, you know, God did another miracle. It actually almost stopped hurting me for the whole drive to Indianapolis. And somehow I felt really good, and I was able to drive until I got out the car. Then as soon as I got out the car, then it hit me. And I was pretty much back in a paralyzed state. And I began to realize that this was a spiritual thing. I began to realize that this thing coming and going like this was spiritual. That's one of the reasons why we chose the topic we did. And God was showing me two lessons in this. So I had the pain almost the whole time I was there. And as you know, a couple Sundays ago, I really wanted to come to church, but again, it was in such pain. So I started to watch the service as it was being streamed. And I said to myself, you know what? God said to me, you got to stretch out. You got to stretch out. And so although I was in pain, I got out the bed, and I was in great pain, and I sat in my desk, and I just started praying. And I said, I'm going to get through this. I'm not going to let the devil have the victory in this. And it was almost an hour into the service as I was watching the service, and suddenly most of the pain went. And the Lord gave me this understanding. This man who had the withered arm, it must have been extremely painful for him to try and stretch it. What God told him was, stretch out your arm. But God, that's the thing I can't do. Don't you understand? You're asking me to do something I cannot do. The point I'm trying to make is God is trying to tell you something. You have to stretch out your arm. That's the very thing that you're asking God to do, and it must have been painful. If you read the story very carefully, I don't believe he was cured till he actually stretched it out. Let's look at the verse. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored. Do you understand? He had to go through the pain. He had to act in faith. He had to force himself. But Jesus, don't you understand? If I could stretch out my arm, I would have done it. Don't you think I've tried that before? Don't you think I've tried to do something? What I'm trying to tell you is God will ask you to do something that you think is impossible, that is painful, that is hurtful, that you think you cannot do. He was trying to tell me, yes, you can stay in the bed. You can let the pain scare you. You can be frightened of being hurt. But I'm asking you to stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. I believe that when he first started to stretch, he felt the pain. And there must have been a fear. But you know who had told him to do it? The Master. If Jesus tells you to stretch forth your hand, you are going to get restored. I had to get up out the bed even though I was in pain. I had asked for prayer. I had believed in healing. So you know what? I had to act on my faith. I had to act like I was going to be healed. Even up to last night, my wife can tell you I was still in pain, but I said, I'm coming to church. I'm not staying away another service again. I've never spent a day in hospital. You've heard me say that. And I come against Satan. I'm going to face my Goliath. I'm not going to let him get me down. My life is hid in Christ. My time of departure is not up to Satan. Amen. It's up to the one who holds my life. See, this withered man's hand was the thing that was impossible for him. That was his problem. Yet here comes Jesus telling him to do the impossible. God is telling someone here today, stretch forth your hand. And you're saying, but that's the thing I can't do. There's no way I can do that. It's impossible. It hurts. I can imagine he was doing like this. And it started to hurt, and Jesus kept on looking at him. And he just had faith, and even though it was hurting, and then suddenly, when he stretched it out, there was healing. Can you imagine the rejoicing? I tell you what, once I got out the bed, and after an hour, the pain went away, I realized what God was telling me. If you ask for healing, you ask for prayer, you ask for deliverance, then you need to actually act on it. The lepers came to Jesus to be healed. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. Wait a minute, Jesus. Hey, we're not healed yet. Go show yourself to the priest. It was in their act of stretching out in faith, they got their deliverance. Today, most of us in here have some needs, some impossibilities in our life, some things we don't know how we're going to get through. Maybe it's financial, maybe it's family situation. It's impossible. It's like the man with the withered hand, and God is telling us, stretch it out. But Jesus, that's the very thing I cannot do. It's too painful. I don't want to go into that situation. I don't know how to deal with the light bill, the electricity bill. I don't know what's going to happen. You got to stretch forth your hand. You see, in most cases, what God is asking you to do is receive your miracle. You have to receive it. How do you receive it? By acting like you got it. God taught me in that pain that I have to get up. I could have stayed in the bed and it was so painful. I decided, I'm going to get up. I'm going to sit, even though it's paining me, and I'm going to wait on the Lord. And it took about an hour of praying and just staying there. And suddenly the pain started to ease and the pain started to go. Now, I haven't been totally delivered, but the Bible says, I will be restored. I am still walking in faith. I put the stool over there, and I'm standing here today on the Word of God. I'm standing here today on the Word of God. You see, we will ask God, why are you telling me to do the impossible? That's what God wants you to do, is to receive your miracle. The man with the withered hand, he knew about pain. I'm sure there had been times when he had tried to stretch out his hand before. The difference was this time who was telling him to do it. Now, some people try and stretch out their hands when nobody told them to do it. And then they wonder why it didn't work. But if God told you to do it, if you're sure the Holy Spirit said move, you can do it. Push through that pain. Push through that resistance of an opposition of the devil. Stretch forth your hand. And the Bible said it was restored. See, we fight fear. The Bible says it wasn't until he stretched out that it was restored. It wasn't until he actually tried to receive his miracle that it happened. See, God will tell you to stretch out your hand. Figuratively, whatever situation you're going to that you think is impossible, God is telling you to stretch out your hand. Let's look at, in the Old Testament, we see another example of Moses. Here was a man who didn't want to go back to Egypt. He didn't want to be bothered with all those people. His life was really set. He was married. He had a good time. He was peaceful. And then here comes the burning bush. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 1. Exodus 4 and verse 1. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me. What you're asking me to do is impossible. You want me to go back to Egypt and just walk into Pharaoh and say, let all my people go? That's impossible. Are you crazy? I know he didn't say that to God, but you know, I think that's what he was thinking. God, you want me to go? It'd be like going to President Trump and saying, we want $15 an hour. He was telling him an impossibility. And Moses' human mind, our human mind, will start to argue with God. He said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor listen to my voice, for they will say, the Lord hasn't appeared to you. That's what the devil will tell you. He'll say, the Lord, hath God said? Had he really said to stretch forth your hand? Has he really promised you a deliverance? Has he really promised you a miracle? Does he really love you? Can you really go to Pharaoh and get the people to be let go? They're not going to believe that you appeared to me. And the Lord said to him, wait a minute. Okay, fine. What's in your hand? And he looked down and he forgot he had something in his hand. He had a rod. The Lord said unto him, what is in thy hand? He said, a rod. He said, cast it to the ground. He cast it to the ground and it became a serpent. You know, some people have phobias. You know, I mean, I'm not really scared of spiders. Spiders don't bother me. I don't like snakes, though. And the worst way to pick up a snake is by the tail, they say, because, of course, the head can bite you. See, before God could use that rod to be stretched forth over the Nile, Moses had to overcome his fear. He said, pick it up by the tail. God is trying to tell some of us we have to stretch forth our hand. But before we do that, we have to overcome the fear of action. He said, throw it down as a snake. And you know what Moses did? He ran. God said, hey, come on back. Come back. Now I want you to pick it up. Me? God, why do you ask me these things? Why do you want me to do something that's dangerous and I don't want to do? Because you're a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a called out nation. To show forth the praises of his glory, right? Moses, I've chosen you to lead the people out of Israel. I've chosen you to do an impossible thing, to brazenly go before Pharaoh and ask him to let all these people go because I said so. My children gave me a t-shirt when they were grown and it had because I said so on it. They were implying that I just used to give them orders and not explain. Sometimes God has to give us orders and we just have to trust him that he will work it out. Lean not to our own understanding. I don't understand why this happened to me. It wasn't what I wanted, but God wanted to teach me at least two lessons. He wants to show me that I have to trust him, that I have to depend on others, that I don't have to do everything. Sometimes you have to pick up the snake by the tail because he said so. Amen? So Moses picked up the snake by the tail, and lo and behold, it turned back into the rod. Once he overcame his fear of stretching out his hand, you know the story about that rod. Now, let's just look at a few things here. Exodus 8:16. Once he had gotten over the fear, once he understood that God is in charge of your life, if you will yield it to him. Exodus 8:16, and the Lord said to Moses, say unto Aaron, do what? Stretch out thy rod. God is looking at some people and they say, I don't have anything, God. What do you want me to do? You want me to go before Pharaoh? You want me to face my trial? I don't have anything. God is saying, look in your hand. Look at your hand. Figuratively, symbolically, stretch forth your hand. Do you understand that it was the rod that God used every single time from that point on to implement the miracle? There was no special power in the rod, but God had showed Moses how he could stretch forth his hand into an impossible situation. In Exodus 8:16, the Lord said to Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, and it shall become lice. Now by this time, Moses and Aaron knew that doing the impossible was possible if you just obeyed. Now, God could have just made lice appear, but there's always something for us to do to validate our faith. You have to go get your miracle. Yes, God will bring down manna. He will make bread fall from the sky. But you got to come out your tent. You got to get your basin and you got to go pick it up. Just like I taught the other day about the brazen serpent. God will provide. He said in every temptation, he will provide a means of escape. But some of us are so either scared or lazy or whatever, or in unbelief, we won't even do the least thing. We want God to do everything. He has done all he's going to do. It's for us to receive our miracle. I could stay in the bed and just woe is me and have a pity party. But I said, you know, I'm going to get up even though it's painful. That man with the withered hand, Jesus told him, stretch it out. And I believe it was painful. He had to do something painful to get his miracle. And I'm sure there was a part when he was looking at Jesus and Jesus was just looking at him. God had already told him what. God has already told you what to do. You've probably heard enough sermons to fill a 5 libraries full. He's just saying, pick up the snake. If you're afraid, learn that you can pick up the snake. I'm in control. Because we're going to crush the snake on the head. Amen? You will see that God used that rod in every time. Exodus 10, 21. And the Lord said to Moses, stretch out thine hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt. So Moses did it, and it happened. Exodus 14, 16. But lift up thy rod and stretch it out. God is telling some people today, you got to stretch it out. Whatever it is you're afraid of, if you have submitted yourself completely to me, if you have trusted me, I'm telling you from the burning bush, you don't have to be afraid. I'm telling you right now, if God says stretch out your hand, even if it's painful, even if it looks scary, stretch out your hand. I'm not even going to go into all of the scriptures, but you will find that about 5 or 6 times God tells Moses, now with the rod, stretch forth your hand. Every single time God told him to do that, something miraculous happened. But the first time he had to learn not to be fearful to do it, he kept on coming up with excuses. This is impossible. How can I go before Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and tell him to let all these slaves go? You need to face the devil and tell him, listen, devil, you've messed with me for the last time. You got to let my finances go. You got to let my sickness go. You got to let my family go. I'm going to stretch forth my hand. I'm going to lift up my hand in worship. I am going to praise the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Satan, you shall not have dominion over me. This principle goes all through the Bible. Joshua chapter 8, verse 18. If you thought it was just Moses was stretching forth his hand, look at this. And Lord said to Joshua, what did he say? Stretch forth. He had a spear this time. He stretched forth his hand, and you know what? God gave them the victory. But Lord, we just got defeated. All the enemies of Israel will know that this little town of Ai defeated us. God said, this time, I'm going to be with you. This time, I'm going to be in the battle. This time, you do as I say, not as you think you ought to do. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand and see what will happen. See what will happen. Trust God. Sometimes God will tell you to stretch forth your hand just as a test. But you know, if God gives you a test and you come through it, there's going to be such blessing. Such deliverance. Such. I can't even put it into words. I just want to show you something. One of the greatest tests in the Bible. And you may not have noticed how it was phrased. Genesis 22:10. God had told Abraham to go do something. And Abraham stretched forth his hand. Now, think about what he was stretching forth his hand to do. To kill his son. But this was just a test. It was something that he had prayed for 30 years. God, give me a son. Then God tells him to do the very thing that he didn't want to do. To sacrifice his own son. Sometimes God will tell you, stretch forth your hand, and it's a test. It's painful. I want you to sell your house, move to Milwaukee. Don't know how you're going to live, but you do it anyway. Stop paying your mortgage. Put it all in the church. It's a test. If it had been a real emergency, you'd have heard these buzzers going off. God will sometimes say, stretch forth your hand. But make sure it's God now. Make sure it's God. If you stretch forth your hand and it wasn't God, you're going to have a big mess. You got to make sure you're listening to the word of God. So Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. He was such a believer in God. He had so much faith. He did not even doubt. In fact, he prophesied going up the mountain. He said, the Lord himself will provide a sacrifice. No wonder God blessed him. He says he reaffirmed the covenant. He said, in you, through you, Abraham, through you being willing to stretch forth your hand, I'm going to stretch forth my hand. And that was fulfilled in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his. God stretched forth his hand, and through that we have salvation. That withered man with the hand, he must have thought, he's asking me to do the impossible. If I could have stretched forth my hand, I would have done it a long time ago. But there was Jesus just standing there calm. Maybe smiling at him and telling, despite all the, there were people all around looking at him, just daring him to do it. You do it, we're going to throw you out the synagogue. Your name will be mud. We're going to cast your family out. You know, there's a lot more to this story than is written. Because they already said, listen, this is something you not to do on the Sabbath. He had that to deal with, plus the pain. But you know what? He saw Jesus. He'd heard about this man. He'd heard about how he opened blinded eyes. How people who had been deaf could hear. How spirits had been cast out. And this was something he had suffered with. It had been pain. I can face this last bit of pain. I'm going to stretch forth my hand. And as he started to stretch it out, I can imagine he was in some pain. But finally he reached full extension that had never happened before. And after that it was easy street. He wouldn't care what those Pharisees were saying. He don't care what they were saying. Look at me. I can worship the King of Kings. I can now lift up my children. I can give God praise. What are you facing today? Is God saying something to you about stretching out? Just make sure it is God, though. You'll find throughout Scripture, everyone who did what God said, it was not an easy thing. It was a challenge. David inquired of the Lord. In other words, he stretched God. He asked God, shall we win? God said, yes. A couple times God said, no, don't attack. I got this one. You just stay right there, David. But if God has told you, if you are sure it's the word of the Lord, you can stretch forth your hand. You can pick up that snake. No matter if it's a snake, God will change it back into the rod. God wants us to operate on faith, to receive our miracle. If you will just stay there like the man, and God has said, stretch forth your hand, and you don't do it, then you will stay the same way. That's how Jesus operated with everybody. He came to the man who had been crippled for 38 years. He told him, pick up your bed and walk. But don't you understand? I've been here 38 years. I can't walk. The devil will tell you your miracle is impossible. If you could stand with me. It's a question of our heart. Job 11:13. If thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thy hands towards him. If you will prepare your heart and then stretch out your hands towards him, you will receive your miracle. All of you who miss Sunday school, I encourage you to go listen to it. We talked about the power of agreement. This is what the word says. See, Jesus said, Satan's kingdom is not divided. That's why he's so successful. But in the church, we tend to be divided. We're always divided. There is a power in agreement. The Bible says if two That's the lowest number you can have to have an agreement, right? He says if two or three would agree, then nothing. I'm challenging you to stretch forth your hand. If God has told you to stretch forth your hand, if he has a miracle waiting, if he has deliverance waiting, if he has blessing waiting, it's real. It's not imagined. It may even be a test. He may want you to kill the thing you have worshipped, so to speak, that you have put on a pedestal. It may have been that Isaac was, you know, Abraham's pride and joy. There's my boy. And God wanted to see where his true love was. Stretch forth your hand. God taught me in this pain that I have to stretch forth my hand. If I want to get my miracle, if I want to be totally healed, I got to act like I'm being healed. I've got to behave as if I've received it. That's faith. If you already have your miracle, that's not faith. If you all can see this chair, that's not faith. But if you have faith and will come and sit in this chair, then that's faith. Y'all saying, where's the chair? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I have to act on my faith, even if I do feel pain, I am going to act on my faith because I am determined to stretch forth my hand and receive whatever God has got for me. May not be a shouting message, but I hope you remember this. God had to overcome Moses' fear of stretching forth his hand by making him pick up a snake by the tail. And you know you do that, you get bitten. People have to pick up a snake by the head so it can't bite you. God deliberately told him, pick it up by the tail. You realize the scripture said he ran when he first threw it down. I mean, I think we would all appreciate, you see, big old poisonous snake. That's one of the things I don't like. Spiders I can deal with, anything else, but I hate snakes. I really do. God said, pick it up by the tail. After that, Moses had no problem stretching forth that rod because he had seen what God can do. We're going to close this service. I invite anyone who would like to stretch forth your hand to come to the altar. Not because this altar is anything special, but it's a symbol of your faith. Remember, receive your faith. Receive what you're looking for. Maybe I had too much pride in my physical abilities and God wanted to let me know I have to depend on someone. Had to depend on my wife a lot. But most of all, I've learned that I have to depend on God. I have to learn to stretch forth my hand even in my suffering. He has promised that by his stripes we are healed. Now, it may not be instant, but I'm getting better every day. I'm going to be feeling less and less pain every day. And as long as God is the one telling you to do the stretching, you can do it. Now, don't do it if you're not sure or have any doubt. But you have to do it in faith for whatever your situation is, that he is Lord. And with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible except for God to fail. And I can tell you this, despite me, despite my lack, despite my faults and failures, God has never failed me. Paul said, it's not as if I had already attained, but I press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ. We're going to close this service. If you could bow your heads with me, if we could all pray and just ask God to do something in our hearts. That last scripture said, if thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thine hand. The two things go together. You have to have a made up mind. You have to prepare your heart and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you on this. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I'm going to pick up that snake by the tail. I'm going to trust that you're going to do what you did for Moses, and that from now on I can deal with that devil. I'm going to stretch forth my hand. and you're going to do the miracle. I'm going to press through that opposition. I'm going to press through that pain until finally that man's hand was straight, and I have to believe he started rejoicing. I can imagine all the Pharisees looking at him like, "You sinner. Do you think he cared?" I don't think he cared a bit. He got his miracle. In fact, I probably think he started jumping and running and shouting. I might just do that. I might just do that. I'm claiming my miracle. I don't care if they say that sometimes this thing never goes. I read up about it and they said sometimes it never goes. People spend thousands trying to get rid of it. I'm declaring today by faith I am healed. And I'm going to claim my miracle. I'm going to stretch forth my hand. You have to do like David and go to Goliath and say, "I defy you, uncircumcised Philistine. You come with a sword and a shield, but I come with the word of God." Come on out Tuesday night. We'll be talking about that. I'm trying to close. I really am. But I want to let you know that I'm going to try and practice what I preach. I can't get up here and tell you one thing and do another. So I'm going to try and practice what I preach. I'm going to stretch forth my hand. Father, we thank you today for your presence, for your anointing, for your love, for your deliverance, for your healing. Father, we just lift up our hands in worship. Lord, I know we're all facing different tribulations, different trials. Lord, we ask you right now to let this word find good soil. Oh, hallelujah.